To many non-Christians, this passage is very difficult for them to accept. Love of your enemies, pray for those who persecute you and mistreat you, turn the other cheek, do not expect to get anything back in return. Shoot, that's hard enough for us as Christians sometimes, isn't it? To do these things, well, it's almost as if we are like God. God who does these things all the time. So how can I do this? Can it even be done? There was a 12-year-old girl who grew up in a small town in Italy. She was a lovely girl, very devout, came from a very devout family. She was mature in faith, even at that age, and she was mature in appearance. There was a young man in the town named Alessandro who was 18 years old, and he had other things on his mind about this little girl. And one moment when the house was empty, Alessandro broke in and wanted to have his ways with her. She refused. She even told him that to do such a thing like this would be a sin. To do this would be going against God's will. To do this, you could go to hell because of this action. Alessandro realized she was not going to give in to his sexual desires, and so he stabbed the little girl several times. When her family came home and found her almost half dead, they took her to the hospital. She lasted a few days before she died, but all the time she was in the hospital, she kept asking God to forgive the man just as she had forgiven the man for what he had done to her. The man was caught, sentenced to jail, and spent many years in prison. At the end of the time he was in prison, the first thing he did was to go to her mother's house and beg the little girl's mother for forgiveness, which she immediately did. Because in prison, he had a vision where this little girl came to him carrying a bouquet of lilies, offering them to him, as a sign of her forgiveness and love. He spent the rest of his life in a monastery doing prayer and penance in reparation for his sins and the sins of the world, except for one day. One day he was allowed to leave, where he traveled to Rome, where he and this little girl's mother walked hand in hand into St. Peter's, because the little girl was going to be canonized a martyr saint. She is known to us as St. Maria Goretti. She's one of our youngest martyrs and saints of the church. And we have many others, teenagers and young children, who stood up for Christ and forgave, even when it was not even probably able to do so in many other ways. We all have the right to defend ourselves and to defend those who are in peril. For St. Maria Goretti, she could have done this, but she chose to forgive and to stand in witness to her faith in spite of the assaults that she was to receive. She forgave and loved, just as God has forgiven and loved in return. It would have been much easier for her and her family to hate and resent, but they did not. They offered forgiveness. In our first reading today, King David is in flight because King Saul is after him. Saul wants to kill David, and David has every right to defend himself, and he even has the opportunity to do so in our first reading today, and yet he says, no, that is not my job. He's not allowed to kill God's anointed one. That's God's job to do, not his. And so he chooses to show mercy rather than hatred. Jesus asks each one of us to go that extra step. And it's hard. I know it's hard. I know you know it's hard to take that extra step. And we may not have to face things like King David did or St. Maria Goretti, but when we know people are making fun of us, when they take advantage of our kindness and generosity, when they gossip behind our backs, those things hurt. And I guess we could go and say something to that person, but when we choose to remain silent and accept that in love for God, We are taking that extra step. We are advancing in the way of the Lord. In our day today, there's a lot of name-calling and finger-pointing and judging, making judgments, false judgments on false claims and fake news. And we could be part of that building up of the culture of hate. But as Christian disciples, as lovers of the Lord, all of us, we choose to be able to make those steps to counteract what our culture and our world tells us today. Jesus shows through the power of his cross true forgiveness and love, not only to those who crucified him and were part of his condemnation, but for every human person, past, present, and future, because every one of us has nailed Jesus to the cross. He chooses to love and forgive us even when he doesn't have to, but shows us that great mercy that he wants us to know from him. What Jesus is asking is very godlike of us. May he give us the courage to choose to do what is good, merciful, and kind, and to follow him rather than the way of the world.